Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. Police are appealing for witnesses or anyone with mobile phone footage as they investigate the death of a woman in Perth. The woman is believed to have been involved in an altercation before collapsing near the intersection of Wellington and Pier Streets around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. She was rushed to Royal Perth Hospital, where she died a short time later. Two people are in hospital after a truck collided with a car in Perth's east. It happened at the corner of Abernethy and Grogan Roads in High Wycombe around 2:45 this morning. One person had to be cut from the vehicle. A motive behind a mass shooting in the US state of California remains unclear. 11 people have died after a gunman opened fire on a dance studio. The 72-year-old suspect was later found dead. The Monterey Park community has been left shocked by the tragic event.
Too close to home for me, and I don't know what other words to say how I'm feeling.
That audio from the ABC. Police are continuing their investigation. Back home, the state government is responding to the race to reduce emissions, moving to enshrine a target of net zero by 2050 into law. Speaking to the West, Climate Action Minister Rhys Whitby has described preventing catastrophic global warming as the greatest challenge of our time. The bill is set to be introduced to Parliament this year. In sport, Australia has no contenders left in singles action at the Australian Open after Novak Djokovic defeated Alex de Minaur. The nine-time champion seemed to shrug off concerns over a troublesome hamstring, winning 6-2, 6-1, 6-2 last night. De Minaur telling Nine he's disappointed with the result.
You tell me how you thought he looked out there. I thought he was moving pretty well, so I don't know.
And Scorchers spinner Ashton Agar will miss Saturday's qualifying final against the Sixers as he prepares to head to India for Australia's first test.